Hello.
Wow. Okay. Hi, Phil. Hello, Rod. Hello, James.
Make the best extension to the Taskmaster house.
You have 30 minutes. Your time starts now.
Right.
Come on.
Build an extension.
Well, we need a foreman. Phil, you're dressed like a foreman.
Oh, my God, the garage is open. OK, look, these are sturdier bits of pole.
Look at these massive spoons.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, James.
Was the garage open for us as well?
You will see. I mean, it absolutely was, but you'll see...
We could have gone in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, we've seen Phil's extension before, so... high hopes for him and his team. Here is how they got on.
Can't we move the shed? We take all the stuff out, we knock the back out, then we lift it up and we put it round the front door.
You've said lift it up like that's going to be a very easy thing to do.
Don't even want to know what he's thinking about.
That's going to be a help.
Rod, maybe give me a hand. 30 minutes, Rod. 30 minutes.
I've got an idea.
Are we going to need a lorry?
But... Where's the guy from get a lorry?
Reverse the lorry onto the front of the house.
Uh-huh.
That is a better extension than this.
Well, phone a lorry, then! And we'll do this while you're phoning a lorry.
You do that, right.
He's nearly 50. Guess that was always going to happen. Get some furniture from inside the house. Where's the lorry?
Couldn't get a lorry. I'm making an extension here.
Well, why are you doing it with us down there?
If we do two, we'll have a better shot at it.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Rod, what is that?
Don't try and reason with him, Phil.
Pass me that tape, Phil. Look.
The one here?
What?
They're very charming, the Irish.
Well, how's yours going?
Going all right when Phil was helping me.
So you've done two extensions, have you?
That's not an extension. That's a poster.
What do you think?
You've written extension on the garage.
Done.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to be on the girls' team really badly.
In seven series. We have never had a group break up during a team task.
He didn't want to join us.
He named me foreman and then fucked off.
We've done tasks all day together by that point. That was our final one.
Yep.
And I don't know how you've been friends with him for so long. I didn't know until we watched that at one point he opened the garage, saw it and then did that. Like, that blows my mind more than anything else. I thought on the day, oh, it's bad enough that he's done that and put the cardboard on and gone, this is an extension, and it's kind of looked at us like, what the fuck are you going to do about that? And then gone back in the house. I didn't know he'd also gone, oh, the perfect stuff, and then done that shit.
Big up for the Reebok.
Ooh. Wow, luminosity.
Well, I'm really worried about this already.
What have we got here, then? I'm bad at these when I can see.
Hello, Mark.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's, dark, isn't it?
Paint the best rainbow scene.
You may not open the lab door until the task is complete.
You have 10 minutes. Your time starts now. We're on this.
Yes, please.
Oh, I can't see the colours.
Very nice to have the task really spelled out.
Just mark Watson left to go.
Yeah, so when I draw on there, I'm not going to be able to see anything at all. That's Why? The fun of the task.
Why not?
It's too dark.
Ah.
Red, I'm just thinking red because that's where we start a rainbow. The tricky thing is not losing my bearings, isn't it? Well, I don't think there's a way that I'm missing of supplying myself with light. I mean, there is a... It looks like the light switch there. I don't think it probably is, but it'd be silly of me not to at least try. I didn't say I can't turn the light on. That does help. Is that against the rules?
Well, it's a lot easier like this.
It's much easier, actually, yes. This is why normally we have lights. I've made it easier for myself, certainly, but everyone will do that. Everyone will put the light down, so it's all about the quality of the rain down there.
An absolutely legitimate move, right?
The light switch was there for all five. It was lit by the square. If you watch back, it is always there, and they just said you can't leave the room.
Question is, was your picture any good?
I think there's one element of the rainbow which you'd be surprised that he got wrong.
Okay. That is worse than what we did in the dark.
Oh, my God.
It's quite a flat rainbow.
Jesus Christ, rainbows have only got one physical characteristic.
I mean, maybe we should focus on the two witnesses. Do they seem unimpressed? No, they're saying wow. Hey, nice.
Hello there.
Hi, John.
Hello there. This is lovely. Aww.
I hope I don't have to make anything. I'm rubbish at making things.
Make a bridge over the river using only items on this table.
Highest self-supporting bridge wins. Highest.
The bridge alone must support the potato.
The bridge alone must support the pony.
Does it definitely say pony?
No. Potato. I think it would be pony, wouldn't you?
You must not touch the taskmaster's house.
You have 20 minutes, your time starts now. That's not a whole lot of time.
All I can use is what's on this table, right?
Anything on this table, Doc.
Okay. That's real water. That's quite cool, isn't it? It's got to support a potato. It's quite weighty.
I mean, that is the laziest bit of reading I've seen all series. We got to the PO and thought, fuck it, pony, right?
Well, most people would have guessed pony.
Don't have to guess. It's
so, I mean, you've got a sort of inbuilt, broken, predictive text.
I have to admit, I jumped ahead.
Do you know what that means? Debajo de la mesa?
Yes, I do.
Good. That's quite a light potato, he says now. What's the strongest shape? It's an arch, isn't it? What does this do? Pointless feature. I think I might chew these to make them sticky. It's gross, isn't it? I don't like chewing gum. I don't like it when it comes out of people's mouths. Oh, very minty. Too minty. Ooh, I don't like touching it, even though it's my mouth. Such a shit idea.
Lovely.
Now, how do we make that bigger? I just don't understand. Yeah. I'm very frustrated to have asked if you knew what debajo de la mesa means.
Have you worked it out now?
Yeah, not followed through on that.
What does it mean, John?
I think it means under the table.
Yeah, and you also pressed a button. And
I
then
did press a button and say, what a pointless
you
button.
Are. Yeah, do you want to see what the button does, John?
Oh, no, not now. I would have.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look, see what the button does.
What does this do? Pointless feature.
How many minutes?
You've got 3 minutes 15.
There's no reason why I'm disrespecting animals by doing this.
Do you know what that means? Debajo de la mesa?
Yes, I do.
Good.
have given me are so helpful and great.
I'm happy with that. All right, tidy up.
Hello there.
Wow, what does that mean?
What's in the case?
What's in the case? It's locked.
Your time starts
now.
You know when you get a vibe that something's not your bag?
What?
Who are we going to see first? Well, they've got to crack the code. There's a three-digit number. There's 1,000 possibilities there. We're going to see Catherine and Bob, first of all.
Lovely.
That number.
No, it's an H.
Whoa. Could be a long one, lads. Buckle down.
I mean, I'm at a loss here. 200,000 divided by 40 equals... Well, I don't fucking know. It's probably bloody written somewhere, isn't it? If it isn't that, that's great. It is. I hope it's sweets. Golden peas.
Bob, I believe that the first conclusion that Einstein reached was E equals I don't fucking know.
One thing Bob said during it was that he'd had his maths removed from his anus. Hi, Al.
Hi.
Hi.
Is he in here?
Yeah.
I don't like popping balloons.
You don't like popping balloons?
No.
Oh.
I'm gonna...
Very suspicious, Al.
They look like they're in Morse code or something.
Do they?
The balloons, yeah. Four dots, three dashes or something, I don't know.
Done. Oh, it's the... Taking the piss, mate.
Pop the balloons. Fastest wins.
Your time starts when you pop the next balloon. Oh, good God, I actually hadn't even noticed those.
Oh! Oh! Yeah, not ideal if I do that approach, is it?
Pop all the balloons. Time starts when I do my first one. Right, OK.
How am I supposed to pop these balloons? Look how long that took. Probably lost his task.
Time doesn't start. Yeah. And we've just got Al to go. Are you ready for Al?
Yeah.
OK. Here he is.
Oh! Damn you to hell!
Are they all going to fit, Al?
No, they're not all going to fit.
Right.
But that doesn't mean this isn't a good idea.
No. What is the idea, Al?
To group the balloons together into small amount together as possible,
yeah.
And then commence popping them.
One big pop.
To try and get them all in one go,
yeah.
To narrow the time down.
Yeah.
But I can take as long as I like over managing the time.
Yeah.
So far, I've taken no time over this, even though we're taking a long time over it.
Yeah.
Strikes me this is the obvious way to do it, rather than running around in a frenzied idiot panic. It's either this or the cricket bat.
Is it?
For England. You know? Just got to reorganise these balloons.
Right.
Like...
I'm stopping the clock there. They're all gone. Just making sure.
I only lost two balloons, was it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Thanks. I enjoyed that.
All right. Thank you, Al. We'll deal with this.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a really clever idea, horrifically executed. What would the... I mean, obviously, the terrible news is that there were two escaped balloons.
Yet to be popped.
They're probably popped by now, but yeah, we can't verify it, so it's not looking good for him.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there anything else about his attempt?
I don't know if you remember at the beginning of the task, Al said something. Do you want to have a look?
Yeah.
They look like they're in Morse code or something.
Do they?
The balloons, yeah. Four dots, three dashes or something, I don't know.
It does, doesn't it?
Does look a bit like Morse code.
So because you said that, we had a look at it and
we checked it out just
weirdly, it was what? It says this.